Hi, everybody. My name's Alison. I'm an addict.
Hi, Alison.
Yeah, and I'm glad that I haven't had much time to sort of like think about this, doing this chair, because I think I'd probably talk myself out of doing it, you know. You know, I've been busy at work. So I'm glad to be here. My experience, strength and hope, you know, I don't know if I was born an addict, but I know that I used drugs at an early age. I grew up in a lot of fear. My dad was always right. He never let us, whatever we said was wrong, you know, he was right. We weren't allowed to have an opinion. There was a lot of violence in my early life. I had three brothers, and me and one of the brothers, we just did everything naughty we could. We got in so much trouble when we were growing up, and I found drugs at an early age. First of all, it was Tipex thinner, and then alcohol, weed, you know, and it just progressed. And it went on like that for many years. And I got married, I've got two beautiful kids. And, you know, it was. I can remember taking my little girl and my little boy in a pram to a pub, parking them up in the corner and leaving them there while I got drunk. And that just was a normal life. Got divorced from him, met the second husband who was a heroin addict. And he just fit right into my life. Didn't think anything for trying heroin. You know, 38, you'd think that there would be some alarm bells, but there wasn't. I just, you know, wanted to try it. And my whole idea of trying it was so I could smuggle it into prison, because I knew he was going to be recalled to prison. You know, when I look back at it now, I think, what were you thinking of? But at the time, it was a normal thing. So I smuggled it into various prisons throughout Scotland for about 3 years. And I took my daughter, didn't think anything of it, took my daughter to these visits. Didn't think, oh, well, that's wrong at all. And I managed to get away with it. When he got out of prison, it seemed like another good idea to get married the next day. It's one bad decision after another, you know. And we got married, you know, the marriage just broke down. We were using partners, you know, that's all we were. And after about 8 months, we'd tried dealing, which, you know, I was my best customer. You know, I couldn't care less about anybody else. And we'd literally, you know, we had nowhere else to go, so we decided, you know, and, you know, geographical after geographical, you know, I moved from London up to Scotland, from Scotland back to London, not caring about my kids, not caring about anybody, you know, but the drugs that we were getting. Came down to London, and we thought it'd be another good idea to do some dealing again, you know, because the first time worked so well, you know, and it was just miserable, really, really miserable. And, you know, I'm glad that it brought me to my knees so quickly, because, you know, we'd just been stealing money. We stole life savings off our landlord, who was a vulnerable old guy. And you know, he decided that he was going to get the police involved. Just as we were going to do another geographical back up to Scotland. And I suddenly realised, you know, I was sitting in this dingy old room, and I'd had enough. I knew that I'd had enough, but I didn't know how to stop. And I got up and walked away from that relationship and went back to my family, and they welcomed me back in with open arms. You know, they said, the next time we thought we'd see you was in your coffin. And about 2 or 3 days later, I got arrested for the theft. I was going to get done for blackmail, all sorts. And I'm glad that happened, because I went into prison, thought I was going to go in for the night while I got bail the next day. Didn't work out like that, and I'm grateful for that, because my drugs worker in prison, she said to me, well, I said to her, I don't need to see you, I don't take drugs anymore. of course I didn't in prison, you know. And she said, well, we'll talk about it. She's an NA member, and I didn't know it at the time. And she said, why don't you go to NA meetings? And I'm like, what's that? Will it get me bail? And, you know, and she's like, well, go to them, it might. It might help. So I went, and it got me off the spur for the morning, Saturday morning. And I saw these people come in to the meetings, and they gave me some hope. First of all, I thought it was all a great big, you know, conspiracy, and it was, you know, they were going to tell the screws what we'd been up to, but they didn't. And I got some hope. You know, my dad died when I was in prison, and I can remember trying to get bail because I was going to go and look after my dad. He was dying of cancer, you know, he had some nice drugs. So, you know, I would have gone up there, I would have taken all his drugs, and nothing would have happened, you know. So I'm grateful that I was in prison for that. Not great, I wasn't grateful at the time, but I am grateful now, you know. And I was in there 7 months, didn't get bail. But what that gave me was that opportunity to listen in meetings. You know, the first time I shared in a meeting, I was, I think, the day after my dad's funeral, and I came back in, and it, you know, it all came out. And I got hugs, and I got some hope, you know, that I could get through it. You know, I didn't have to use. And when I got out of prison, I had nothing else better to do. So I got my where to find, I got somebody to mark off the local meetings, and I just went to meetings. And that's what I've done ever since. And, you know, recovery hasn't been easy. You know, there's a lot happened in recovery that I wanted to use on. You know, when I was 18 months clean, it was Christmas, and I went to the NA Christmas dinner. And I can remember thinking, you know, this is going to be rubbish, it's going to be in the church hall, it's going to be on paper plates, it's going to be cold food. But it wasn't, it was lovely, you know, it was really nice. But that morning, just before I went, I got a phone call. Your brother's hurt himself. I don't know what he's done. He's in hospital. And I was able to go and connect with people and at the Christmas dinner. And they were able to tell me, you know, that it's going to be okay. Whatever happens, it's going to be okay. And I had that faith, you know, that it was. The next day I had to go and, we had to go and say goodbye because they didn't know this treatment was going to work or not. But when I went to see him, I got some hope, you know, and I got phone calls from people that I didn't really know that were just wishing me well. You know, I can remember I was at my sister-in-law's, and we were waiting to go to drive down to the hospital, and she had, you know, her solution is have a drink, and she had this pint of Baileys. Now, if I was going to go and order a drink from a pub, it wouldn't be Baileys, but it looked really appealing. And I can remember thinking, just one sip will take all this pain that I'm feeling away, you know, because the last thing, I've already lost one brother, I didn't want to lose a second, you know, and I didn't want to go and say goodbye to him. But what happened, I got phone calls from people I'd met at the Christmas dinner, to say, you know, we're thinking about you. How are you? It's going to be okay. And I didn't have to use. And, you know, that's all I've done in recovery is keep connected, you know, because whatever I'm going through, somebody else has already done it and gone through that, and they can share their experience with me. And what I've learned is, no matter what's going on, I don't have to use on it. You know, I mean, my partner, he's was diagnosed with lung cancer, you know, and sitting in a hospital, getting told that he can't have an operation because he might die, is, you know, it's really hard. And then them saying, well, we can give you this drug, we can give him, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I could sell those. you know, thoughts that go through your head, you know, it's nuts, it really is. But when I can put some perspective on it, you know, I don't have to use. No matter what happens, you know, I don't have to use, okay. And, you know, about 2 or 3 months ago, you know, he woke me up in the middle of the night and he was having a heart attack. You know, and he didn't want to wake me up. He just wanted to get on the bus and go to Lewisham Hospital. You know, and then he thought, oh, the grief would be too much. You know, I won't do that. You know, and he's going out of the hospital smoking just after he's had a heart attack, you know, and things like that. And, you know, it is hard watching somebody else, somebody, you know, go through all that. And, you know, but what I've learned is I don't have to use. I can phone somebody up. I've got a network of people that phone me up because, you know, they don't want me to pick up. And I can use that and I can get their experience. And, you know, I don't have to use. You know, I've got a really good life today. You know, I work in a... It's a very stressful job. But I can deal with that. I can deal with life on life's terms today. That's what I couldn't deal with. You know, I found it very hard. You know, I probably don't, you know, give myself enough credit today. You know, I mean, every supervision, I think I'm going to get the sack. You know, it's like, oh, my God. But I know I'm good at my job. You know I can do it. And I know, you know, the manager, she was saying to me, you know, you've got to go for the assistant manager. I'm like, oh God, I'm not good enough for that. You know, and I know I am, and I know I can do it. But, I just don't give myself enough credit. And also, well, what I like to do is I like to sit in misery for a little while, you know, before anything gets better. But, you know, I love my job. I was there today, we had an incident, and you know, I'm able to deal with it. You know, in a really nice way, and it. Where else could I, you know, learn to do that but here? You know, because I had no idea. When I'm out there using, I'm disruptive. I couldn't care less about anybody else. You know, as long as I can get those drugs, that's all I'm thinking about. You know, today I'm looking after vulnerable people. You know, similar to the guy that I ripped off for his life savings. You know. Today I'm looking after them and loving it. You know, I'm giving them a life that they wouldn't have. You know, so, yeah, you know, all I've done is I've just come to NA and I've followed the suggestions, you know. Sometimes I haven't wanted to follow the suggestions because I thought they were stupid. And then I find myself giving the same suggestion to my sponsees, you know. But it's okay, you know, I've got a life today that I wouldn't have. And I've got to thank NA for it, because if it wasn't for NA, I wouldn't be here. You know, my life was miserable and horrible, and you know, I hadn't got a life. Today I have. So yeah, I've probably gone over 15 minutes now. So thank you very much. I'll leave it there.